Exclusive, Lara Trump, polling shows strategy of media calling Trump a convicted felon not working. By Hannah Knudsen on June 11, 2024. Democrats and the establishment media's strategy of repeatedly calling former President Donald Trump a convicted felon following the Manhattan jury verdict is not working, Lara Trump said during an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. Breitbart News asked Lara Trump if the label would affect the former president among suburban women, and she said that strategy is not working. I think what suburban women are looking at right now are their kids and their families, and they're saying it is much harder to put food on the table for my family. It's much harder to go to the grocery store and make my dollar stretch, much harder to fill up my gas tank. I don't feel safe taking my kids places. I don't feel safe as a woman walking certain places anymore in my community. Trump said after speaking at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit in San Antonio, Texas. Those are real life issues. And I think they're much more concerned with that than they are any label ever put on Donald Trump. Anything that he may have tweeted in the past. And I think it's why you've seen a huge shift in his direction. Even following the jury verdict, she said, pointing out that the left's tactics are not working as they likely hoped. And we know that folks in the mainstream media are going to love to call Donald Trump a convicted felon. It's literally been the only thing they've been banking on. Obviously, it's not working because his poll numbers just after the verdict have actually gone up, she pointed out. You saw a 5 or 6 point increase in his polling after that, she said, noting that this applies across the board. And so whether it's suburban women, whether it's black voters, Hispanic voters, everyone's life is suffering right now, and people want to get back to normalcy. They want their country back. They want their life back. They want peace agreements in the Middle East instead of wars in the Middle East. And they know who brought it to them, and I believe that's why they're going to go out and vote for Donald Trump, the RNC co-chair predicted. Watch the full interview below.